Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. It gives me no pleasure to tell you the truth that the U.S. government has sold out America's future. That statement is easy to prove. When you have money, there really are only two options of what you can do with it. First, you can spend it. Second, you can save it, which includes paying down your existing debt. Some people might argue that you can also give it away, but that just defers a decision on spending or saving to the recipient. It is not possible to simultaneously both spend and save the same money. When people save, that turns into investment for greater prosperity in the future. That happens no matter whether you pay off debts so that the lenders can extend other loans, put it in a savings account, or buy bonds, stocks, and other capital assets with it. Economic progress can only happen to the extent that people do not spend for current consumption. The U.S. government has been harming investment in future economic progress for decades by deficit spending. This deficit spending took money away from people that might otherwise have been used to invest in economic growth. Unfortunately, since the fall of 2019, months before the onset of the pandemic, the U.S. government has sharply increased spending on an accurate accrual basis of accounting, which includes increases in unfunded future liabilities for Social Security, Medicare, and other programs. The federal government is now running actual budget deficits of around $7 to $10 trillion per year. Similarly, state and local governments are adding at least another $1 to $2 trillion in annual deficits on top of this. With today's emphasis on massive deficit spending, governments are reducing future American prosperity. Is there any chance that politicians and bureaucrats at the federal, state, or local levels might change their financial activities to sharply cut expenditures so as to allow the private sector to once again invest in greater future American prosperity? Sadly, I don't see any signs of fiscal responsibility in government. America became a great, prosperous, and benevolent nation as a result of small government. Massive government spending today is destroying that heritage. That's it for now. Be sure to come back Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.